no fake changes because it, no, another reason? It prevents and perverts real change. If we're faking a change, we're never really going to have a real change, so it's just always going to be a fake change with fake results. So fake change perverts and prevents real change. So no more fake yielding, no more not really trying to give our best to change. Whatever God's asking you, right? You know, when counterfeit people in Central Intelligence and FBI, when they are in the counterfeit division, do you know what they study? Real money. You study real things so you can spot a fake. That's supposed to be our walk with God, right? Keeping an eye on the real thing and let him change us, because we're carbon copies. We're not perfect copies of those things. But if people read us, are they seeing real Jesus or fake Jesus? Say, don't play dead, stay dead. And with that, I think I just broke, I will be breaking a record. I believe it's a record that I don't know if it really exists other than maybe Arkansas, but I'm going to have a lot of possums in today's message. Opossums, yeah. Here's my first two opossums. Okay? Keep them up until I tag you down another one. They like us, can look tough. Look at that one over there. He's tough. He looks it. I'm fierce. I'm a warrior. I'm unbeatable. I have no injuries. Hoorah, everything's perfect in my life. I'm a possum. Or they can look cute. Oh, I just look cute. Time with Jesus. And I just never ruffle feathers, never stretch myself. I'm just a cute possum. But when, you know, these possums are in dire, fearful situations on their hard roads, you know what they do? They play dead. I'm going to show you some pictures of possums playing dead. These are all playing dead. Every one of these possums is playing dead. They look dead. This guy, this is why I said, someone had to put a thing. This possum is not dead. So, because like he looks it, and I want people to like, I'm putting creepy pictures up of dead animals on the website. No. And this guy, if he's not dead, he needs to see somebody. Because, wow, he is moldy, you know? Whew. Scared possums just playing dead. So no possum Christianity. It will get you eternally killed. No fake I have the victory. No fake I'm tough when I'm not. No fake being cute. Especially when you need to get rid of something ugly in your heart. No fake sobriety. No fake shout out your sin. Oh, but never mind. Never did. Look, Pastor, whoa. I wouldn't ask you to do that. Just thought I'd catch it. Like, ah! Never. They didn't do that. No playing dead. Just stay dead. Rest in peace, eternal possum. Now, here's some pictures of actual dead possums. They're dead. They are dead possums. They ended up roadkill. So here's the truth. On your hard road, don't become roadkill by just pretending to be dead yourself. If you pretend to be dead, you're going to be dead. If you're really dead, you can never die again. I'm going to drop some Yoda stuff on you here. I got one. You ready? Now, wait. I want you to stay dead and really give it to God. Really work on it, too. Not just like, well, I gave it to Jesus. Yeah, well, you got to put that Twinkie down, bro. I'm talking to me. Right? I got to do my part. I can't say no to every time Kirsten asks me to go walking. Hey, I'm on stage saying it. I just said every time. Right? Here's my Yoda spot. You ready? Just stay dead and you will never die. Stay dead and you'll never die. When you start serving your flesh, you're not serving the right Lord, and you may have a long eternity. All hard roads are paved with hard decisions. Look at your neighbor. Say, choose wisely. The other one say, you ditto, bro. You choose right. Episode 6, Stay Dead, Romans 6:1. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. I love Paul because I like sarcasm. Of course not. Say, of course not. If you're really sassy, you can say doy. That's from the 80s. Doy. You remember that? Oh. And he opened doy. Ah, thank you. I just need one doy. And he said something stupid in school or something that was off. Your friends would go doy. So you make you feel dumb about it. Doy. So he's like, a sin. Should we keep sinning so God can look better? Of course not, doy. You know? Well then, just keep on sinning. It doesn't matter because God is so gracious. Say, of course not. since we have died to sin. They stay dead. We have died to sin, right? Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? How can we continue to live in it? You know how it often comes down to? Whose slave do you choose to be? Because this whole message is about slavery to a Lord. And if you had a struggle with drug or substance abuse, how many of you know, raise your hand if you had ever struggled with that, that was your Lord. It dictated what you did and everywhere you went, everything, how you thought. He had everything. Right? All of us have different idols that we've served. How we continue to live in it is what we choose to serve. Say it's a choice. It's a choice. How can we live in it? It's a choice. How can we live in it? Or have you forgotten that? When we were joined with Christ in baptism, we joined him in his death. Stay dead. We just had some baptisms, you know? So when you see those people that got baptism, just go, hey, stay dead. Stay dead, bro. Stay dead. Yeah, stay dead. Stay dead, you know? Here's a good reminder for the baptized disciple, you know? No mas self-focused living. When you come to Christ, what I want to do and how I want to do it and what I think is best for me is filtered through a Lord. No self-focused living. No serving fake gods. None of our opinions or desires lead our life anymore. Say, don't play dead. Stay dead. It's not easy choosing to be dead to all things that are not in Christ's service. It's not easy. This morning, I turned down a meatloaf sandwich for breakfast. Wasn't easy. Was not easy. I did it though, Dana. Turned it right down. So there's a victory for me. Wasn't easy. But choosing to stay dead in things like ever just bite. How many of you have a hard time just biting your lip when you shouldn't say something? Choosing to bite your lip is not an easy thing. I see that hand. How about how many open our mouth when we're supposed to say something? Choose to stay dead, but that means if he says it, following a Lord is different than just your bro. You know? Romans 6, 4 through 6. For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. Hammering it home, isn't he? And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may, conditional about choices, isn't it? We may live new lives. That's great news. It's possible. Anybody living a new life from when you first came to Jesus till now? Oh my gosh, I saw some of you before, bro. You was worse than me. No, you weren't. New life since we've been united with him in his death. To have a new life, you must die to the old one. But some, you know, everybody around someone is faking it, like they died to the old one. And then they just, you know, it's just a game. They're faking it on Facebook. They're, woo, Jesus, you know. At Club Nevo, they're, pff, pff, pff. I don't know. I don't want them, you know. There was like a, pff, 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 you know, there's a strobe light over here, and I was dancing. You know what I'm saying? The people were doing illegal drugs over here, and I was pop, pop, popping right there. To live a new life, you must stay dead to the old one. That's a choice. And we know the thing he's poking at. Like right now, you think I'm seeing your soul, but I don't. I don't know what it looks like. And sometimes I do, though. But I'm not right now. We will also be raised to life as he was. That's a great perk. We know that our old sinful selves, were crucified with Christ. We know we're supposed to stay dead. Crucified so that sin might lose its power in our lives. Why would it might lose its power? Jesus paid for it. What's the might all about? It's a choice. It's a choice. It's not always an easy choice. It says we are no longer slaves to sin. If you still are, if you're still a slave to the sin that's rolling around right now and that you're nervous about, that's because you're choosing to serve it. And that's not easy to hear. I said that to many times. There's people that are no longer here that are actually gone from this earth because they refuse to make a choice. They refused to change. They worshiped with their mouths. They tried with all their heart. When it came down to the things that were killing them, they chose to choose the thing that was killing them over the thing that would give them life. This is tough. Here's a hard fact. You cannot become sinless. Right? Perfection is out of reach for all of us. You cannot. I'm taking it off the plate right now. You can't become sinless. You're going to mess up. If you feel like you're kind of janky sometimes, welcome to humanity. You in. You're part of the crew. Right? We are. You cannot become sinless, but you no longer have to be a slave to it either. You don't got to be a slave to it anymore. Romans 6, 7 through 11. For the person who has died with Christ has been freed from the power of sin. It's a great reason to stay dead. By just playing dead, sin will kill you. Now, if we've died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with Christ, Christ in us. Because we know that Christ, having been raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. For the death that he died to sin, ending its power. So when Jesus did it, he ended the power of sin to overcome. Till that point, we were hopeless. We couldn't get out of our own mess. Our own self was impossible. We tried so many times, we couldn't get out of it. You met Jesus one day and he said, I'm going to give you power over that. I'm going to give you power, ending the power, sin's ability to take over you and paying the sinner's debt once and for all. Holler. If he's paid your debt, if you had a debt, holler. Thank you. Woo! Yeah, Jesus, thank you. You paid my debt. Mine was big. Not Jasmine tiny debt. I'm talking big old debt, you know. And the life that he lives to glorify God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin. Say, stay dead. He's hammering this home. Because we know that's the thing that trips us up. We know that whatever that is that's right now mulching in your heart and sucking the life right now out of you, be able to enjoy this moment because you're thinking about it, how it's got a control over you. You don't have to live to a slave to it anymore. Jesus will set us free from slavery one choice at a time and by his spirit. I've even seen people delivered from stuff just like that. And then I see people had to walk through some stuff. Anybody instantly been delivered from something? I got instantly delivered from addiction to cocaine like that. Boom. Gone. It took me a long time to tame my mouth. Anybody? Yeah. It took work. Yeah. We don't want to cuss a nan out in the parking lot all the time. It's a good idea, you know. It's not an evangelist witness at Walmart, you know. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God, alive in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. Romans 6:12. Therefore, do not let. That devil made me do it. No. Can't pawn it off on the devil. He was beaten. So-and-so made me do it. No. Therefore, do not let sin reign. Do not let. So that's why this is the hard road, because Romans talks a lot about stuff like sin and working through it. It's like not easy stuff, but it's where we grow. It's where we get free, and the freer you are, the freer you are. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts and passions. Everyone ruled by something? Ever fail some sins every time? Or almost every time you get tempted, you cave? Is there something in your life that every time you get tempted, you just cave? That thing. We obey our lusts and passions. You know, I can't buy ginormous dark chocolate bars. I can't. Because I snap off a little piece, and I snap off a little piece, and I snap off a big piece, and I'm snapping. Before you know it, woo, I'm off. This dark chocolate's good for me. I read a survey once. Yeah, read a survey. It's good for your heart. It does things. Makes you dance better and sing. You're more handsome. Give me that chocolate. So if there's a giant one in the chocolate bar in the refrigerator, I have to put it in the refrigerator in the garage. We all must make hard choices on the hard road. We all got our own hard choices. Yours are different than mine. Do not go on offering members of your body to sin. Do not go offering members of your body. Don't be instruments of wickedness. Don't be that kind of instrument in the world. Don't be that kind of instrument. But offer yourselves to God in a decisive act. Say it's a choice. All right, Lord, here I am this morning. I'm making a choice. I'm going to be quiet and listen. And then I'll have my worship. Then I'm going to read. I'm going to set myself in the right order this morning. I'm going to make a decisive act to do that because I'm struggling over this. I'm struggling over that. I met a guy this week, so beautiful. He turned his phone in. And this guy needs to carry a laptop around him. But he turned his phone in to like a little cricket phone, almost like you have, Jody, but it was a little different. A little high tech, but didn't do much more. And he said, it's because I don't even want to be tempted into sins that come through that phone that used to grab me. So I'm going just analog, digital. I said, bro, nice move. Way to stay dead. Power to the people, you know. Offer yourselves a decisive act to those alive, raised from the dead, to a new life. And your members, all your abilities, let them be sanctified. Everything you do, let that be sacrificed. Let it be dead and only for Christ's use. Set apart as instruments of righteousness, yielded to God. All of me for all of you. Like when I knew that, like you met Apostle, so he's very compassionate on very difficult things, broken places. He's a very compassionate person, not with me. Since I came to the church, and I came in, and he just like, come here, grabbed me like by the ear and said, you're going to follow me or die. Follow me as I follow Christ. You have no choice. Okay. And he was rough in some things, but I appreciate those things. Because when I called him, I said, hey, got a little maybe death threat and all that kind of things. Why are you praying for me? I was playing it cool because that's how I feel. And he said, so? So what? Is that the first time? Does it matter? Didn't you die when you were in baptism already? What? Yeah, truth. 100%. I already died. So why do I don't fear death? Because I already died. The life I now live is for Christ. I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be making money somewhere. No joke. Probably I'd live out in the middle of 40 acres, and it would be a moat around my 40 acres. And a drawbridge with a retina scan. Secret agent style. That would be my choice, but I am dead to myself. And he said, pulling this racetrack 22 years ago and said, Pastor, my first words were no. Because I knew I like making money and doing things I like to do. And I know as wonderful it is to have such a family, sometimes there's a weight that you can't express. And when people say, I'm going to go to school to become a pastor, I said, no, you're not. You're going to go to school and get educated, but you're not going to school to become a pastor. Because only God can do that. And then you're going to have to learn how to lay down your life for your sheep. See, we think it's, I got to serve the sheep so I can get something back. That's not what shepherds do. They serve the sheep so they can prosper and they keep them from getting killed. Yay, shepherdhood. It sounds beautiful. Practically, it's not. You have to die to yourself. You have to die to yourself. Set apart as an instrument. Yielded to God. Sin is no longer your master. See, hallelujah. Jesus is now Lord. This doesn't be your master. For you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. How you live matters. Romans 6:15. I've been challenged to get us out earlier than I have. I don't want to take that challenge. No, maybe not. Never mind. Romans 6:15 through 16. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? God's grace already set us free. Can we just go on sinning then? Is it okay? If I just decide, this thing's not going to, I'm going to let it beat me. This is just part of my, I still love God with all my heart, but I'm going over here, I'm going to sell illegal bowling balls on the side or whatever. You know, exploding bowling balls. It don't matter. It doesn't matter because, you know, I'm free from that. Does that mean we can go on sinning? Say, of course not. Of course not. Do you realize that you became the slave of whatever you choose to obey? Do you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? Do you realize you become a slave to whatever you choose to obey? Key is choose wisely. You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death. You can be. That's a choice. You can be. Or you can choose to obey God. Obey God, which leads to righteous living. Say it's a choice. It's not always an easy choice. Did anybody find it easy is the road of walking and trying to be as most like Jesus as you can, the best example of his church to the world. Do you find that easy? Oh, thank goodness. I don't find that easy. There's places I have to avoid that aren't sinful, but will cause me to sin. I cannot go during peak hours to Walmart. I can't. Not even with 50 bracelets on my wrist. Why? Because I'm going to, at some point in time, I'm going to be snarky, or I'm going to stand there with an attitude as the fifth card almost hit me. I'm going to give them that. You know? Can't do that. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working, working, where it's a process. I'm working on it. Why? Because it matters. It matters. I want to live a long life that he has for me, and I want to be prosperous. But I honestly, at the end of the day, I want to please him. And if you love him, that's what you want to do. It's not like, well, I don't have to obey that law. No, you have to obey the letter of the law, but if you love him, you'll please him. If he said, once you, if it was in the Word of God, you must wear pink footwear for the rest of your life. They will know you're my disciples by the way you love me, and you must wear pink flip-flops. I would hate that. But if the one I loved asked it of me, I'd wear pink flip-flops. If the one I loved asked me to lay my life down for the church, I'd wear that. If he asked me to be beheaded, if he asked me to be nice when I feel like being mean, when he asked you, pick your thing, that's dying to ourselves. And that's not easy. And Paul's saying, but you must be dead. Don't just play dead. Don't be an opossum. Because you'll end up roadkill, because the road's hard. And if you just lay down on a ball and pretend, you're going to die. We got to make some changes. Romans 6, 17 through 18. Thank God, once you were slaves of sin, you were, but now, say now. Now you are wholeheartedly obey the teaching we have given you. Now you are free. Anybody? Free. Shaunzy? Free, bro. Free. Now you are free from the slavery of sin and you've become slaves, slave to slave. I thought I was free. I like the free part. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I'm free to eat as many cheeseburgers as I want to. Give me an extra Ben and Jerry's. I'm free. I'm just putting my sin out there. I'm just throwing it out there, you know. You are free from the slavery of sin. Now you've become slaves to the righteous one. Righteous living. Become more like Jesus. It's our squad goal, right? Romans 6:19. Because of the wickedness of your human nature. I have an emoji, it's that whistly one that doesn't want to pay attention. That's what's under there. Because of the weakness of your human nature. We all understand that. We all get it. I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all of this. Paul says, I purposed my words. If Holy Spirit led, I'm talking about slavery because I want you to understand that. You were a slave. Remember that? Yeah, I was. Now I want you to take that same mentality and I want you to flip it and make Jesus the Lord that you serve, just like you would as a slave. I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led to deeper and deeper sin. Say, Now you must, say must. You must. Wow, that's a different word, isn't it? Remember, you could, you can, and this is a must. When God says things are must, like we should pay extra attention to the must things. And if you love him, don't you want to? Like if the person, picture somebody you love, and you know the thing, it's affordable, and you can get it for them for their birthday, and you would bless them, wouldn't you do that? Yeah, you're all over that, right? You know, you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteousness, living so that you become holy. Say, don't play dead, stay dead. Hard truths must give ourselves similar to slaves like God asked us to. That's not easy. Slavery's not easy. He's a good master, though. He's a good Lord. I felt like, I'll say it because you think it's corny, and I don't want to say anything, but here it is, my corny thing this morning. It rarely happens, and it blessed me, and it actually brought me to tears. I'm looking in the mirror trying to trim all these little hairs that are wild, you know, because I want to hug people and poke you in the eye with my beard hairs, you know. I'm looking at it, and I felt like I was thinking about next season series. I'm like, you know, I want to get into, Lord, I feel like from Moses to Joshua, Deep Root series. I'm kind of stoked about it. And I felt like he said, oh, how about working on the fear of the Lord first? Do a mini series. I'm being accountable right now because I don't want to do that. And I said, you, Lord, yeah, I want you to work on the fear of the Lord before you go in there. It's like, okay, Father. All right. I started brushing my teeth. And I felt like he did this. Like I would do one of my boys go, aren't you afraid not to write that down? I was like, oh, yes, I am. I want to write it down. But I needed that little, because God's not all about, get down there and give me 20. He's not like your worst PE coach. What do you think you hate the most? You want to run? I need you to run if you love me. That's not God. He's going to ask me the hardest thing in the world that I never ever want to give him. He might not, but if that's your Lord, he will. If that's your Lord, he will ask for it. Why? Because it's you're slave to anything that him. You're slave to anything but him. It's a no bueno. No bueno. Romans 6:20 through 23. Babies are getting restless, Pastor Sean. Pick up the pace. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? What was the result when you didn't know the Lord and you did everything you wanted to do whenever you wanted to do it? Anybody? What was the result? Trash. Our life was trash. We made trash around us. We broke a lot of relationships. We got a lot of scars on our soul. We got a lot of stories of how we almost died. But for God, we've got a lot of trash. When we did what we wanted to, we were our own Lord. It led to trash. What was the result? Trash. You are now ashamed of the things you used to do. Yeah, I can't share all my stories from stage. It was hard enough to tell my wife the first time. I'm completely transparent with her. Think of the things, like the thing that makes you go, oh man, I'm glad they can't see that bubble over my head. Man, I used to be ashamed of things. Things that end in eternal doom. But now, say but now. But now you are free from the power of sin and become slaves to God. He is drilling it home. Does the slave relationship make you feel uncomfortable? You must become like one. And that's never comfortable. Serving anybody but ourselves is hard. Some of us are good at serving a person, another person. I'll serve my wife. But it's hard to serve outside of our own interests sometimes, isn't it? Now you are free from the power of sin. You become slaves to God. So you must. Now you do the things that lead to holiness as a result in eternal life. I'm glad God has good consequences too. Because in this series, I got to hear like other bad consequences, you know, from my cotton-headed ninny muggins, and I refuse to just be my follow the Lord, and I do these things. These are the things that can happen. And I have a tendency, I don't know if you're like me, I'm a person, I tend to, if there's a glass of water, and there's half water in there, I have a tendency to go, that's half empty. I see the negative side of things. That, you know, I do. I have to be careful of that. And so when I see God's consequence, I go, oh, don't touch that. Don't touch it. Got it. But we got to pay attention to the things he says good about us too, because he's a God who rewards and loves, and he's not just a mean slave master who just wants to take your life and ruin it. No, he saved you from eternal death, trying to set you free so you can walk freedom like the son of God can, or daughter of God can actually walk and experience him in unbroken fellowship. And when you do that, wow, lives change. That's what he wants, right? But the wages of sin is death. Total death, eternal death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. Free gift. He paid it. We can't, all the things that you're thinking in your head, all that, he paid for that. Are we doing our best to keep it out of our life? For what he paid for. Eternal life through Christ our Lord. So here's some things. I brought a response. I don't know what you need to respond to. I seem to be making a habit of this. This is not my normal habit. But maybe it's a season. You ever do things in seasons where God's just on a season for me? I don't know what you need to respond to. I don't know how you need to respond. I don't know if you've ever responded at all to something like this. But is there something he's asking you to die to so that you can receive more abundant life and leave it on the altar when you leave? If your life hasn't been as God-centered as you felt it was, you haven't been sold out to your master, check who you're serving. Leave it there today. You can choose. You can choose. Disciples, no more playing with death. Anybody that was baptized and you made that choice, you made a covenant saying, I'm going to stay dead to me and alive to Jesus. And so I'm calling, and Romans is calling out, remember the covenant you made. Stay dead. No fake serving God. Don't just play dead. So I have a picture to remind us as we close out. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Be real. Be alive. And sometimes one of the biggest problems humans face, and it was the problem with the original sins, I want to give us a chance to respond for, because a lot of times what keeps us responding is pride. Pride. Like, I'm too prideful to send food back sometimes it's not done right, because I don't want to be embarrassed. I'm the person, you paid $20 more, sir. You went to receipt, we can send this line. No, keep the 20. It might have been my last 20, but I'm too embarrassed. When it comes to important stuff like this, don't be too embarrassed. I'm going to just play like 4 minutes of this song. And if you want to come forward and you want prayer, give me your hand. You want to just come forward and be alone, keep your hand down. If you wanted to stand where you're at, I don't know. I don't know what's been trying to make you slave. But if you've been slave to something, it's time to stop being slave to something. Now's the day you go, no more, no mas, right here today. Why? Because he paid for it. And I want to not only be free from that, I'm ready to be his, sold out for him. I'm ready to be a slave, soldier, son. I'm a slave, soldier, daughter. So I'm going to put a corny little song on. I'm going to quiet the room. Try and still yourself as best you can and listen for him. If you want prayer, I will be up here if you just want to receive from God, and then I'll close this out. Sound good? All right. Go ahead. Father, I release us today in the name of Jesus into a new walk and a new way, whatever every one of us has given back to you, and say, Lord, help us. That no weapon formed against us would prosper this week. We'd find victory where we find losses before, Lord God, and you would be the wind in our sails. Father, we would be the obedient body of Christ, Lord. We would exhibit joy during trials, Father. We would exhibit joy when there's not trials. Father, we would be faithful when it's hard and faithful when it's easy, Lord. Bring people into our lives to surround us, that we would serve you together as your slave son army. And the church said, amen.